Good morning, church. Come on, y'all can do better than that. There we go. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is another day that He has given us that we were able to wake up, put our clothes on, get in our cars, and come in here to worship Him again. And we are thankful for that and the many other things that He has done for us. We give Him all the honor and all the glory. Father, we thank You for another opportunity to come into Your house. For Lord, You have blessed us beyond measure. You have given us things that we desired. You have given us the things that we needed. And Father, You gave us the strength to make it here to Your house one more time. And we thank You. For Father, we pray for each and every one right here this day that are here in our presence, at home, watching us across the internet. We ask You, Father, to let each and every word that comes forth out of Your servant this day be a blessing to each and every one of us. And we thank You. In Christ's name, amen. We will now have scripture. And is Deacon King here? If you could come up after scripture and give us our prayer, please. Our scripture is coming from Romans 8. It's going to be verses 5 through 8. And it reads, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it doesn't want to do what God wants you to do. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." That was the word of God for the people of God. Romans 8, verses 5 through 8.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Most holy and all wise, truthful and righteous Savior. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for blessings. We thank you for grace and mercy.
Yes, Lord.
And most of all, we thank you for Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue to bless us through Jesus.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, bless the one of us who are pressed, sick, afflicted, poor, and needy. Bless the one of us who don't know the Savior, but are trying to make it through. Lord, Heavenly Father, bless the unsaved as you're blessing us. Lord, Heavenly Father, continue to bless our families, our relatives, our friends, and our neighbors. These are all blessings we ask in Jesus' name, through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We got just a couple of announcements. Just a reminder that Women's Day dues is due on the second Sunday in October, which I believe is the 11th. The executive board meeting is coming up. And please keep our sick and shut-in in your prayers. And also keep Regina Murray, who's hospitalized, keep her in your prayers. Brian Christ and his family. And Reverend Darrell Carr and his family, for they just recently lost their mother. So please, everybody, keep those in prayer. And keep mindful of all those that are in need. Thank you.
In my life. Thank you. morning church.
Yeah.
Amen. Blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. Dear Heavenly Father, I stretch my hands to thee, for there's no other help I know. I thank you, Father, for giving me a portion of my health and strength this morning, and for giving me a do-right type of mind. Dear Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be the vessel this morning to expound upon your holy word. Send your precious Holy Spirit, O Lord. Let it increase in me as I decrease, so that I can do your work, so that I can do your will, and so that I can do it your way, O Lord. Dear Lord, I pray that some hearts might be touched this morning, and that some strongholds might be broken. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. For truly, you are my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Spirit's high this morning. And before we get started, I just want to give everyone under the sound of my voice an opportunity to thank God just for being God. Amen. Let's take a moment this morning to thank him just for being God. I mean, how many of you know that he's a way maker when you can't make a way? How many know he's a healer when old Doc can't find a way? I said he's a healer when Doc can't find a way. We got clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Good food on the table. Not manna, but good food on the table. And a do-right kind of mind. Because of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Amen. Somebody ought to thank him this morning. Somebody ought to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to try to get through this. But we're going to let the Spirit do its job this morning. Give honor to God, who is truly first in my life. And I hope he's first in yours too, church. Because see, my God, he don't ride in the back seat for nobody. He don't ride in the passenger seat. Some people say he's my co-pilot. No, he ain't your co-pilot either. My God rides in the driver's seat because he's within me. And every time you think you're doing something, no, it ain't you. It's the Holy Spirit that dwells within you, that leads you and guides you and directs you. Amen? So God should be first in your life. To my pastor and the first lady in their absence, well, in his absence, I'm thankful that God has placed me under his leadership. I'd just like to tell him thank you for your service, Pastor. To Bishop Dr. Barry and Martin Cates, in their absence, I'd like to thank you, Bishop, for constantly pouring into each and every one that you come in contact with. Indeed, you're truly a blessing to the kingdom. To Reverend Jeffrey Lamont Cook, sitting out there, I thank God for you, my friend. After 45 years, who would have ever thought? Yeah, I love you, brother. Continue to do God's work. Is there any other clergy here with us this morning? I don't see my sister-in-law. So, to the deacon and trustee board, thank you for your service. And to my parents, I got to thank you again for raising me up in the admiration of God. I thank you. And to my wife, thank you for putting up with me as I sacrifice for the kingdom and realizing that our life is not our own. To him we belong. Amen. To my family and friends, each and every one of you that travel near and far, I thank you. Thank you. Those tuning in on Facebook Live and on the phone lines, thank you for worshiping with us this morning. Thank you. Thank you for worshiping with us this morning. For those of you who have your Bibles, we're going to ask that you please go with me to John chapter 14. That's John chapter 14. John is known as the one that Jesus loved the most. John chapter 14 and 23. Where Jesus says, anyone who loves me will obey my teachings. He says, my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. He says, anyone that does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Well, church, I'm going to talk to you this morning about something that's sometimes extremely hard to find. That something this morning is peace. And I pose a question to you this morning, and that is, which peace, P-I-E-C-E, / P-E-A-C-E, peace, are you after? Hello? Because you see, peace comes in many forms and fashions. And this morning, church, we're going to find out which peace you're after. Now you see, as a preacher, you already know. I like a piece of that yard bird. Ain't nothing like a good old piece of fried chicken. Yeah. And some of y'all might have a sweet tooth and rather have a piece of candy, a piece of cake, or a piece of pie. But if you ask Prudential, they'll tell you, they get you a piece of the rock. Hello? But then, I heard an artist known as Pokey Bear that told me that all I needed was a side piece. Yeah. He said, old Pokey Bear said, he left home to be with his side piece. Well, as I studied Pokey Bear, I found out that his wife, she made a song too. She used that same old song and dance that he used, but she said, you left home. She said, you left home, but while you was gone, I was kicking it with my boo. So I urge y'all, church, if you got a good home, you better stay. Amen? Amen. But all these pieces that I named thus far, P-I-E-C-E-S, will only sustain you for a moment. The peace that we're going to talk about today is the peace of God. God's everlasting peace. So, for those of you that got your instruction manuals, if you would, meet me back in the book of John. We're going to take this thing back. I'm going to take you back about 2,021 years. Just a few days before Jesus gave up the ghost. He was there talking to the fellas. We're going to back up to verse 15 when Jesus tells them, if you keep my commands, he says, if you love me, you will keep my commands. How many of you love him this morning? Do you love him? Amen. How many of you will keep his commands? Amen. But that's good, because he says, if you love me and you keep my commands, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever. Now this word advocate, it combines the ideas of a counselor, an encourager, and a comforter. So he tells us the spirit of truth, which, church, I tell you, that's the Holy Spirit. It said the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, church, for he lives in you and will be with you. Amen? All right, somebody ought to be starting to feel some peace right now because he lives within you. Amen? He says, I would not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. You see, although Jesus was getting ready to ascend back into the bosoms of his Father, he was letting you know that when he left, the Holy Spirit was going to be with us. Amen? And if you know, like I know, when you got the Holy Spirit, that's the same thing as having Jesus Christ himself. Amen? Amen. So you ought to be having some peace now. You got the Holy Spirit. It says, before long, the world will not see me anymore. But you will see me. Because I live in you. It said, because I live, you also will live. Okay? So he's talking about resurrection day there. Amen? It says on that day, resurrection day, it says on that day, you will realize, amen, you will understand that I am the Father. Now that's Jesus talking. He says on that day, you're going to understand that I am the Father and you are in me and I am in you. You see, church, this is that great trilogy that I was telling you about, that I was so happy about right before I did my initial sermon. It's three, but it's one. And they're within us. Amen? All right. So Jesus says again, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. How many of y'all got your Bibles? How many got a Bible? We're here at home. All right, so you got his commands. Amen? How many of you gonna follow him? Nobody? One or two? Well, let's tell you what it says. It says, if you have my commands and you keep them, you're the one that loves him. And it says, the one who loves me will be loved by the Father. And I too will love them and will show myself to them. Amen? Love him. Keep his commands. Then it says, Judas. But not Judas Iscariot, not the Judas that betrayed Jesus, but another man named Judas. Okay, don't get it twisted. He said, but Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not the world? Jesus replied, for the third time, get it through your heads. Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teachings. Who loves him? Who loves him? Who's going to obey his teachings? Who's going to obey him? Amen. All right. Because he says, you only have to do two things. He don't ask two things for you. Love him and obey his teachings. Amen. And if you do, he says, Jesus says, my Father will love them. And it says, we, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will come to them and make our, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our home with them. You can't be too poor. Your house can't be too small. You can't be too ugly. You can't live too far away for Jesus Christ and the Father to come and dwell with you. You understand? He can get anywhere. You can be in prison. You can be in the hospital. You can not have a way to church. It doesn't matter. All you got to do is love him and obey his commands. And he's going to come and he's going to dwell with you. And that should give you a whole lot of peace, joy, and happiness. Amen? Jesus says in verse 24, anyone who does not love me will not obey my teachings. All right, church. That should tell you who's on the Lord's side. Amen? All right. This is your instruction manual. All you got to do is follow instructions, church. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All that I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said. Jesus says, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. Amen, church? Amen? Now, the end result in the Holy Spirit's work in our lives is deep and everlasting peace. And this is what we're offering to you this morning. So if you need that type of peace, if you don't have that type of peace and you need it, come on down. Just come on down. You can be this morning's winner. Oh, my God is right. First prize, grand prize, is everlasting life with Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you need prayer this morning, just step out of your cars. Just step out of your cars. We'll pray with you. Just step out of your cars. That's all you have to do. Jesus says he'll give you that peace if you're willing to accept it. Amen? All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is ask. If you need some more Jesus in your life, just come on down. We're here. We're here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning just thanking you for your precious Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, thanking you for all the peace that it brings, all the peace that it provides. We thank you for the encouragement, dear Lord, that it gives us. For the guidance, the leadership, and the guidance, dear Lord. And we also thank you for that peace. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We thank you for the comforter, dear Lord. We thank you. And we just thank you for dwelling with us and in our lives each and every day and forever. So we know we never have to live without you, dear Lord. And even when we leave this world of pain and suffering, this world of sin, dear Lord, we know we're still going to be with you. Dear Lord, everlasting life, dear Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this marvelous gift. We thank you for this day, and we love you, Lord. Amen. My prayer this week is that the sweet, precious Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with you all week and forevermore. Amen.